Holidays mean partying. Partying means drinking. Problem, though, when those drinkers hit the road. And each year, that's what police across the country try to keep you from doing. Colonel David Rohr is the chief of Fairfax County Police. He's here with us in the studio on WTOP. Nice to see you, Chief.
Thank you very much for having me this morning.
Well, this is a problem that doesn't go away every holiday. You and the police department and the rest of us on the road have to deal with drunken driving.
Yeah, sadly, drunken driving occurs throughout the year, but certainly it is more prevalent around certain seasons, and the holiday season in December and New Year's Eve are certainly the most prevalent throughout the year. So our mission is to protect people and save lives, so we're very focused this time of year on doing a number of using all our tools and all our methods to get out, to prevent drunk driving, to do education, but at the end of the day, to do enforcement as much as we have to.
Is this a big staff night for you, Chief? How many officers do you have out on the roads, and how do you prepare for this?
Well, every year we'll pick some of our top producers, the ones who are most focused on doing DWI enforcement, to do it the best. We assign them that duty alone, get them off of doing some other kinds of cases, investigations. We do what's called saturation patrols. They'll go out. Each of our eight districts will do that. They'll have five or six officers assigned, you know, doing that. So they'll be out looking for drunk drivers. We'll also do probably 20-some sobriety checkpoints in this season for prevention and education. We also try and prevent underage drinking. We do what's called shoulder tap operations. We have underage cadets tap on the shoulder of somebody outside a convenience store, perhaps offer them some money to buy them the beer or the wine. And unfortunately, some people do fall prone to that. And we also do business compliance checks, where we'll have underage cadets go in plain clothes and try and purchase, you know, beer at a store. And our goal is to make sure that the clerks check the ID.
Now, of course, this is a law enforcement issue and a safety issue, but you're also making this a personal issue as well.
Yeah, that really is my goal, to make this more personal. I mean, we've been talking about drunk driving now for a number of years, and I've been talking recently about one of my biggest frustrations. I've been in the police department for 31 years, and if you had asked me back in 1980 if we were to still have this much drunk driving, I would have said no. With MAD and SAD, all the advocates, the education, the new laws, enhanced penalties, over 10,000 people killed nationally in 2010. We have to do a better job. The persons that are being injured, maimed, and killed are our sons, our daughters, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors, our coworkers, our friends. We have to look at this as not just numbers. We all have to take responsibility. I want people to have fun, to enjoy the holidays, but to do so responsibly. And the goal is, have a plan before you go out. The time to make the plan is not while you're sitting in a bar stool after having four or five beers. Make the plan before you go out. Drink responsibly and have a safe and happy New Year.
Are you finding more younger drivers are having this issue of being intoxicated behind the wheel? Have older people learned the lesson? Is it still younger people that haven't gotten the message?
It's a great question. We're still actually making far more arrests for older people over 21.
Wow.
A different topic besides drunk driving really is underage drinking. A lot of people underage are drinking. Many would say it's a rite of passage. You know, we don't condone that. I disagree with that. And unfortunately, it's not just one or two beers. Young people today, the goal is to get intoxicated as fast as they can. They're doing binge drinking, you know, more and more. So we're focused on that as well.
Well, we know it's going to be a busy year for you and the rest of the department, hopefully not too busy. Colonel David Rohr, Chief of Fairfax County Police, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Happy New Year.